why. I know you know the procedures. Speculate them, guy. Well, I'm sorry, sir.
It's 89.7 and the sounds from Calabash, Poor Babylon. Sonny Adams here filling in for Sliff Skankin. It's jazz music, reggae music, and many styles. And in the house now is Leah Lubin, and she'll be mentioning some things for us now as we move on to the sounds from Zion Davis. It's going to be a compact disc called My Love. And it's up next out of Leah's library. And joining us now on the mic.
There's Leia, and I've been waiting quite a while to say this, but you are listening to KFJC at 89.7.
What we do, dreaming with you. This portion of KFJC programming is made possible by Amoeba Music. Amoeba Music is an independent music store and specializes in CDs, LPs, rare collectibles, DVDs, laserdiscs, tapes, posters, 45s, 78s, and more. Amoeba's San Francisco store presents free live music performances featuring DJs and bands of all musical styles from around the world. For more information, call 415-831-1200 or check out www.amoebamusic.com.
Well, it's 89.7 KFJC, and it sounds on Jaws Music of the Roscoe Holy Smoke Project off Zion Day's My Love dub, and My Love in there, and Poor Babylon from Calabash. And we're joined here in the studios, special treat this Sunday afternoon. Leah, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, thank you very much, Sunny, and I am Leah, and I am back here at KFJC after quite a few years. Spliff and I both got our broadcasting licenses at the same time, met him back in the early 80s, and as I was saying to you before we started, coming in under the reggae umbrella is incredibly important to me, and it makes me feel really good, so a good afternoon and a happy new year to everybody in the Bay Area listening to KFJC right now. I did talk to Spliff last night. He's traveling right now and hopefully having a good time. And we are having a good time here, right here in the station. Currently, we listen to Zion Days, and Roscoe, the lead singer of Zion Days, Sonny Adams, you'd be interested in knowing, was a kind of a revolutionary person for La Honda and the Skylander area where I live, and was appearing in all the local events like the Sangorio holiday and La Honda Fair and the Pescadero Fair. So he, I don't know where he is right now, but he was a great reggae star for our community, and I am very happy to share some of that music with you.
We're glad to hear it, yeah. And always nice to hear different sounds that originate in a area we can relate with that we may travel through, definitely. And we have some more sounds from coming up off something else you've brought in that you'll talk about more later.
Shall I just mention to everybody for a second? We're going to be hearing Gary Gates. Gary Gates lives in Santa Cruz. he's like the Elvis of our community, okay? He closes the San Gregorio Fair and he closes the La Honda Fair on a yearly basis. It's been going on for like 17 or 18 years. His music is original, incredibly high standard, and tons of fun. So great shout out to everybody about to enjoy Gary Gates.
And that's off A Better World, Days Yet to Come. KFJC 89.7 Jaws Music on the Wave of the West with Leah Sunny Adams this fine, fine afternoon.
Beautiful.
Thank you for tuning in online and all the time archived at kfjc.org. This is the Fine 89.
Yes, indeed. My name is Leah, and with me today is Sunny Adams, and we are temporarily replacing the great Spliff Skenkin, reggae star for 30 years on KFJC. What do you think of that? What do you think of that kind of a track record?
I think it's worth more people's enthusiasm.
So I saw the community as Spliff's kept on the air grow and grow, and it is a huge community that stretches obviously Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco, the South Bay, Santa Cruz. The reggae community is extremely strong. How does it affect your life?
I catch it as it comes by, and I find out later that it's meant more to me in the memory of it and the what's gone since then than I thought it would when it happens most of the time.
It's emotional and intellectual simultaneously. Would you agree with that? So it keeps you both going emotionally and your heart and your mind simultaneously.
It's a multifaceted, right. Simultaneous thing. Listening to a track and having multiple things come at you, and it's not just one. You can't really pin it down to one single thing, I would say.
You know, Sonny, I grew up in England. I don't know if you can tell from the British accent, but ska music, reggae music is a huge scene there, and Spliff is like a master of bringing very current reggae British music on the air. And I don't know if you've got anything available today, but it's just a little touch of the internationalness of how we can bond together.
I've talked to people that have listened to KFJC from abroad, and during their daytime, it's our nighttime, and they say, well, the extremity and the experimentalism of KFJC, for them, it's like getting to know someone quite intimately from another country and getting to know their particular habits of music and interests. And for someone abroad to listen to Spliff, that must be quite something. I don't know how I would quantify that beyond quantification.
Right. Except maybe there's a home for us everywhere we go. So my history goes back to the very early 80s. I came here, and KFJC had put aside the music of the dead, which was kind of sad, but it was playing punk and new wave. So I came on the air to start off my radio career. I had a 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. time slot. Try that one on for size. I went by the radio name of Leia Angel, and I played nothing but British punk, new wave, and rock and roll. Sex Pistols, B-52s, you name it, got played. And my little radio history goes a little bit like this. One day, the Specials from Britain, ska band, okay, were on stage at Stanford University, and we at KFJC had plenty of free tickets to relevant shows. I got a free ticket for that show, and I went to see them play at Stanford, and I convinced them to come back to the station and be interviewed. Okay, so that took me from an unknown Leia Angel, you know, music show, to all of a sudden, oh, she got the Specials into the station to come in for an interview. There must be something going on there. So I actually switched formats at that point from music to talk, and became KFJC's first public affairs director. And I did a show called Healthline, and also a garage rock band show on Sundays, where different local musicians would send in tapes and would perform across here in the studios. I did that for about 2 years, and Spliff did his reggae work, and Doc Pelzel, big shout out to Doc, our big boss, okay, for many, many years, kind of guided us through that. And then I had a huge opportunity come up, and it was around 1985, a long time ago. KOME on the air, huge radio station at the time, had a talk show called The Expressway Show that had been on the air for 13 years, and the host was leaving for whatever reason, I can't even remember, and quite a few of us vied to get that spot. And I was very fortunate to go from KFJC to work for a year at KOME, and which actually was the last year of that particular show, and that was like a highlight for me. But I want to say, back here today on KFJC is a thrill, so thank you.
Thank you so much. Wonderful synopsis there. Not too much I can add to that, except to say, yeah, the album rock period was somewhat funny, wasn't it? But then it changed with the revolution back, and that was back in like 82.
Right, right.
Approximately 81, perhaps sooner. We're going to segue into some more sounds from Gary Horsman, and you wanted to mention some things.
I do. I want to say that Gary Horsman is a very unusual musician. He's a poet and musician, Sonny, and he actually lives in Half Moon Bay in that Pacifica area, and I met him in San Francisco because I'm part of the poetry reading scene there, and Gary was playing and doing his poetry and gave me a CD. I'm very impressed with him. It's a little different, but I know that our reggae-loving community is going to reach out for Gary Horseman.
Representing all sounds, and this is the acoustic indie sort of side of where people are generating compositions now, sort of songs with different instrumentation.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And so surely it's going to strike a chord. We'll test it out. That's here off this CD. Lilu's Swing, KFJC, Jaws Music, Sonny Adams filling in for Spliff Skankin.
And Leia.
On this, broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
Castles down by the sea. If it was all left up to me, there'd be no fences, zero gravity. If it was all left up to me, I'd like to be a hippo under a sausage tree. If it was all left up to me, pelican gliding down the coast, I'd like to be. If it was all left up to me, I'd live alone in the mountain, raise honeybees. If it was all left up to me, we'd all have an ounce of humility. If it was all left up to me, solar, wind, and wave be the future energy. If it was all all left up to us. We'd take a ride in the magic bus.
Yes, you are listening to KFJC 89.7. My name is Leia, and we are subbing today for Spliff Skenkin. With me is Sunny Adams, and we're having a wonderful time here on a very sunny New Year's Day, more or less, not quite. Does it still feel like New Year's for you?
Yes, it does, and I think it will for a while.
Right.
While it stays cold.
We're hoping for a great 2010, and we're hoping that you're having a great 2010 out there. Love you, and we are here for you and enjoying reggae music together.
Like to let you know what we've been listening to. Revolution in their track off Courage to Grow, a Safe and Sound dub, and Gary Horseman, Local, with this album Shard of Truth. We heard Lilu's Swing, the closing track of that album. And I'd like to direct some of the attention here onto Leia, who had the wonderful opportunity to be with us, DJ coming from the past, and
right.
Letting us know now about some of the cool new things that are in your purview. What sort of literary or artistic or musical interests do you keep track of this, let's say, this last year? What were your faves of 2009?
Wow. Well, I've actually started my sixth poetry book, and I have a manuscript. So the literary aspect of my career is getting really strong. I connected with the poetry scene in San Francisco, but we put on three big events this year, one in Menlo Park at the Rec Center, a poetry event, one in Pacifica, and one at the Beat Museum in San Francisco. I'm fortunate as an artist to be on board at the Beat Museum. Why? Because I got photographs of the famous Ken Kesey a year before he died. He visited La Honda in 1999 with his bus on the way to England. It was the new millennium, and Ken came from Oregon with his bus and some of the pranksters. Yes. And so I was fortunate to know about it. About 300 people and all knew about it. Came down with five rolls of film and created a photo collage of him, and I got that particular piece did very well for me. I showed it in Menlo Park. I also showed it in Redwood City at the San Mateo History Museum. And about 3 years ago, it was taken in by the Beat Museum in North Beach, San Francisco, where I have that and a photo collage art piece about Ken and Jerry Garcia, the buddies, okay? Jerry Garcia from the Dead, of course.
Very cool, very cool. And you have many of this information on your website.
I do.
Would you like to mention that?
It's leahlubin.com, LEAHLUBIN.com. And you can find my email address if you want to write to me. I'd love to hear from you. If there was anyone around who's listening this afternoon from the KOME or KFJC period, way back then, I'd love to hear from you especially. Big shout out to you. And tell me a couple of things about you, Sunny. You said you are into philosophy. How do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Hopefully well-employed.
Well-employed? Where do you see radio coming?
Makes the artists happy.
Right.
With great exposure.
Right.
People know when music sells that something worked promotion-wise.
Right.
People heard about it.
I'll tell you, it is an amazing vehicle to express yourself, and I do miss it deeply, and I would love to go back on the air, but I'm grateful to just be hosting today.
Well, what were some of the cool... You were doing public affairs programming
right.
for KOME. Well,
right.
You must have done a great variety of stories, some of which must have been very emotional or pitch.
Well, I'll tell you a little one, okay? It was 1986, and Bill Graham had just finished the Shoreline for the Grateful Dead. It was going to be their main venue, and of course it was. They came early in the summer and late in the summer. But I don't know if you know this, but the Shoreline Park was built on, can I say, rubbish dump? That's the actual term of it. And as they opened the first year, fires on the garden level would ignite due to the chemical pressure. Oh, yes. Do you remember this? You're like kind of nodding. Have you heard about this? So listen to this. This is great. KOME, okay, huge power. My show, 13 years history, not me, the show. Okay, Bill Graham came on my show and talked about Actually, Bill Graham sent Danny Scheer on the Expressway show and talked about, calm down, everybody. We're taking care of the problem. And it was strong enough that, they felt it was effective. In fact, they wrote me a thank you letter, and they got the word out using my show that...
Radio can set the historical record straight.
So the dead continued. Yay. All right, then.
Yeah, funny, the story about the flames and everything. Yeah. That's scary.
Can I tell you another quick story?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, so I'm on the air, brand newbie, all right? And I did not realize this, but they had a problem with their seven-second delay. You know a little bit about seven-second delay stops people being foul-mouthed and all of that. But the audience figured out there was a problem, so they would call. And as they got on the air, and this is funny, and I still remember this as clear as a bell, it wasn't profanity that they said, they would scream the word Ozzy, Ozzy Osbourne, okay? So all the time, okay, because of this. And then they would say something relevant, okay? So I'm thinking, wow, Ozzy, who wouldn't be necessarily someone you and I would be listening to, but Ozzy, the power of Ozzy Osbourne, that your fans are calling up and screaming out your name. So I do love the rockers, okay, out there. Yeah. And, you know, that's what it's all about for us. We're here for them.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much. And like to let you know some information dedicated to the right of voters to free, accurate, and relevant information on issue positions, campaign contributions, and the voting records of elected officials. Project Vote Smart works to strengthen the ability of citizens to govern themselves through legislative oversight and voter education. You can find more information on the Project Vote Smart projects and resources online at www.votesmart.org. And I'd like to let you know, it's Jaws Music, reggae programming in all styles, and going to drop back into a particular one off 12-inch, and like to thanks so much, Leah, for coming by. We'll perhaps... Well, stick around, but you'll be treated to perhaps maybe one more thing from one of the CDs that she picked out.
Okay.
And thanks so much for coming through for KFJC and for Jaws Music. And
had an incredible time.
And thanks so much for making it for the 50th as well.
Yes.
As we are celebrating 50 years of broadcasting since 1959.
I know. Yeah. Exciting. KFJC. Yay.
And this from Manyaka, KFJC 89.7.
In other country,
racial tension.
Help me chop it down, yeah.
Racial tension.
The sickness of the mind, yeah.
Racial tension.
It sits there and it lingers.
Racial tension.
If neglected, it will fester.
Racial
tension. Oh, yeah. The racist, they're not just coming in them white sheets. Oh, yeah. The Ku Klux Klan recruiting them youth. At an early age, they teach the youth to shoot, yes. Racial thoughts are embedded in the children's brain to bring back slavery.
Racial tension.
In other city.
Racial tension.
All over town.
Racial tension.
In other country, oh yeah, help me chop it down. The sickness of the mind, yeah, it sits there and it lingers. And if neglected, it will fester. Oh Lord, the real system now just starts. Chop it down.
for race is gone. Bloody murder,
racial tension.
In the city,
racial tension.
All over town,
racial tension.
In the country,
racial
tension. Hear me chop it down, yeah. Come chop it down, chop it down, chop it down to the ground, yeah. Chop it down, chop it down, chop it down. Chop it down, chop it down, chop it down to the ground, yeah. Chop it down, chop it down, chop it down. The situation is evident in Atlanta. Oh Lord, just like cancer. Innocent children were victim of a racist God. Bloody murder,
racial tension.
In other city,
racial tension.
All over town,
racial tension.
In other country,
racial tension.
Help me chop it down. It's a sickness of the mind.
Racial tension.
It sits there and it lingers.
Racial tension.
And if neglected, it will fester.
Racial tension.
The racist them not just
KFJC, it's Maniaka with Racial Tension, the MSI release. While Puente de la Costa Sur works to provide emergency food, shelter, clothing, health and wellness services, and financial assistance to some 5,000 residents of La Honda, Pescadero, San Gregorio, Lorimar, and the nearby South Coast San Mateo County areas. Find them online at PuenteDeLaCostaSur.org. We're going to dip into something else from the Gary Gates album. Up next, it's Jaws Music. Sunny Adams for Sliff Skankin, KFJC.
I wish I had a silver dollar, baby. I could buy you, I'd buy you a rose. If I had one silver dollar, yeah, I would buy you, I'd buy you a rose. With a note telling all the things I never said. With a note telling all the things you never read. With a note that I wish I would have sent a long, long time ago. Now I'll never, never hold your love again. I'll never, never hold your love again, little darling. I'll never, never. I wish I had a warm summer breeze. I could dry away all your tears, baby. If I had a warm
dry away all your tears. Gone be the loneliness, gone be the pain, gone be the lonely morning, staring out that window pane. Only the laughter, yeah, only the sweet caress, only the smile will remain. Now I'll never, never hold your love again. No, no. I'll never, never hold your love again, little darling. I'll never, never, no, I'll never
listening to KFJC 89.7, and that was what we call the great Gary Gates up here in the Bay Area playing for you. And want to say thank you so much, everybody, for the phone calls. The phone has been ringing off the hook over here in the station, and people calling saying that they do remember me and they remember some of the stories I'm sharing about the Shoreline Park, right? And that
and some of the artists we've been playing,
right.
Ringing bells.
We just had a phone call saying somebody went to school with Gary Horsman. We love it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for dropping by. You had another closing word, perhaps?
I do. Spliff is coming back next week, and he did say I could come and co-host one day with him. So hope to be on this show again very soon. Loved, loved, loved the opportunity, and thank you very much, everybody, for listening in.
Thank you so much. And we're going to end to some more sounds. This from Alan Kingpin. It's Jaws Music 89.7 FM. KFJC is where it's at every week, Sunday. It's about 10 minutes of the hour KFJC time, rolling with reggae music until 7 p.m. Sonny Adams filling in, letting you know. Carlton Melton melds with melting minds in Melton metaphysical mysticism. It's what Scythoff would like you to know about the January the 14th live mic he's hosting on the Fire Bunker, happening around 5:30 p.m. Mark your calendars, check kfjc.org for this information and more, as well as your resource for playlists going back to about 1995 or so, as well as broadcast archives hosted for 2 weeks. Catch them where you can, and into those sounds from Alan Kingpin on KFJC.
Tell you he's all around. Although they say that he is not alive, but if he is not alive, how could we survive this long road that leads to nowhere? And carry this big load that's every man's
89.7 FM Radio, KFJC Los Altos Hills. About a minute after the hour KFJC time, making it about 5 p.m. And it's usually time for the Jaws Music Concert Outlook, your guide to Caribbean culture and entertainment throughout the area every week, Sundays 5 p.m. letting the information slide about who's in town and who's around and who's canceled, and just gonna point out a couple dates, a couple people are gonna be around, reading off some free information. Panto Banton in for two dates, the 7th and the 8th in January this year. Turbulence in for two more dates, that's tonight and tomorrow night, as well as the week after, Sunday the 10th, and other touring acts looking around. Mystic Roots, the 7th, Thursday this month, and Revolution gonna be in town for several days, the week of the 14th, 15th, and 16th, and the 13th.
And the people imagine things.
And I'd like to point out the there's a dance that happens regularly. It's called Dub Mission, just one of many in the area. I'd like to point out just one for my fill in this time for Split Skankin. Dub Mission is the one. It's DJ Seph's long-running program, and with many guests and co-hosts and live acts coming through there as well, happening in the Elbow Room, Dub Mission Sundays in the evening. And gonna wrap it up for the Jaws Music Concert Outlook and Entertainment Calendar till 5:30 for the KFJC Concert Outlook and Entertainment Calendar. It's 89.7 KFJC.
The next hour of KFJC programming is being made possible by Streetlight Records in San Jose. Streetlight buys, sells, and trades CDs, DVDs, LPs, and video games. Streetlight carries reggae, funk, soul, hip-hop, rare and collectible items, and more. They're located at 980 South Bascom Avenue in San Jose. You can call them at 408-292-1404.